So welcome to our pre-show here, and I guess today we're going to talk a little bit about the, on the show today we'll talk a little bit about the, you know, the thing there, fucking Iowa. my apologies for being out yesterday and periodically here the last 5 days, but I have had a, it's just now that I've been able to do the Margaret voice without hacking my guts up. That voice goes up into a sort of a... kind of clicks up into a falsetto. Not really a falsetto. It's just below a falsetto. It's taking it really way up here. And when you do that, you know, you're asking a lot of your vocal cords. The other thing is that there's a Bobby Dooley voice that's very breathy. So, you know, it's a very trippy thing. So, as a result of that, it was very difficult to do the show in... as it is, and it was also kind of difficult because of the fact that you're sick, and so you're not at your 100% energy thing to do a show at all. So today is really the first day. I got to tell you, as I mentioned before, I've had flu shots, and I haven't gotten the flu. But this motherfucker, God damn it, man, this is the worst fucking cold I've had in since I had pneumonia. And I think it had a lot to do with just running my fucking self down. We really ran, you know, we really burned the candle at both ends in San Francisco. And had a good time, but came back here. I was fucking dead, man. We got back here on Sunday night at midnight 2 weeks ago. Well, over a week ago. When the fuck did we, when were we in San Francisco? The 15th? Yeah, 2 weeks ago. God damn, man. So that whole week, when we got back from San Francisco, I was okay. And then on Thursday, I got sick. That was it. But God, I got to tell you, I was out. I was dead. I had no fucking. I was unconscious when we got back Sunday night, and then Monday, absolutely dead. Tuesday, just about dead, and then finally started to get my shit together, and then got sick on Thursday. It was just brutal, man. And then all last week. So I don't know. You tell me. All right. Got Sherry's Berries here. Listen, Sherry's Berries is back for Valentine's Day or any day, but I will tell you, first of all, they're going to guarantee delivery on the date that you want it. Sherry's Berries will guarantee, is a guaranteed way to hit the mark. Here's the same as Valentine's Day. Juicy. Picked at the peak of the freshness. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They start at $19.99. That's a 40% savings. If you really want hero status, you can double the berries for just $10. Valentine's Day is next week. Finding the gift, the right gift, can be very, very tricky. Now, how'd you like to win a date with Bobby Dooley? That's exactly right. A date with Bobby Dooley. And we're going to enter our annual Backstage Pass members. That is, if you have a full subscription, a full year subscription, we're going to enter you to win our grand prize, a date with Bobby Dooley. We're not stopping there either. All new annual Backstage Pass members will also receive the entire Best of the Radio digital CD collection too. A $150 value just as a freebie for signing up. So you'll get the digital Best of the Radio CD collection. That is the, I shouldn't even call it CD because it is a digital download. Now, Bobby and Steve are currently shopping a new reality TV show in Bollywood. in Bollywood. It's called Bobby. It's in a digital TV show in Hollywood. It's called Bobbywood. Bobby. It's called Steve and Bobby in Bobbywood. You know, hooray for Bobbywood. So instead of a fancy night out, it's going to be an intimate night in. Bobby will send Steve out to the corner store for milk while she dons a skimpy night robe. And then she'll give you a call and talk you off. God damn.
I beg your... You know, you really are begging for it, aren't you?
What the hell are you talking about, Henry? I don't know. That's the way it was written, and that's the way I'm going to say it. It's just a date. We haven't forgotten about our annual Backstage Pass members either. During the month of February, all Backstage Pass members, annual or monthly, new or old, will receive a free autographed and kissed digital headshot from Bobby. Sprayed with her signature perfume, Moist Desire. Sprayed with her signature perfume... Desire in the Dust. Moist, ready. This fucked up. Moist, ready for action. Give me that. Well, that's what it's called. Yeah, that's what it's called. So don't delay. Head over to www.philandryshow.com. Once again, that's the Phil Hendry Show. Are these mint rolls?
Yeah.
Good fucking God, man. Candidates that didn't make the top three in Iowa should drop out. Are you? I guess you're talking about the Republicans. Are there, Charles? They only talk about the Republicans there on Fox News. They're not talking about the goddamn... A full-bore Muslim, Ted Cruz, has won, proving that you can be... All right, man. I'm really I'm trying to do the best I can here, man, with what I got, with what God gave me, you know. With what the good Lord gave me, man. Now, here we go. No, you got that wrong, Phil. PH. There we go. And then we send. Yeah, send. Good boy. All right, we're going over here to this fucker. And I'll tell you, it's just been, it's very tiring. The other thing that I've learned, I don't know if it's my old age or something, man. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I am really not... Let me see some here. I am really, really not dealing with the tequila like I use. It's not the tequila. I think those goddamn Moscow mules. Forget that shit, man. All that fucking sugar, man. It ain't no good, dude. It ain't no good. All that goddamn sugar is no good. So, I think that's been a major problem. Okay. I got a audition tomorrow. Notepads. There you go, notepad. All right. Okay. Are offensive. Your Donald Trump polls are offensive. You should get in call. Jeff Dowder. Sudafed. And then we have Steve Ozell. News. I've got 11 minutes, okay. Yeah, here it is. Very interesting. This is fucked up. When this was in 2015. This guy finally won the lawsuit, Virginia. This was in 2015. I didn't even know about this. Mm-hmm. Tales of bravery, protest, long-awaited success, and a fight. And a fight. Wow. Jesus fucking Christ, man. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Come on, motherfucker, let's go, huh? Gilmore? Who's Gilmore, man? Oh, less than 1% Gilmore. Shit. What do we got here, man? Don't fucking tell me, man. Don't fucking tell me, man. When you put equipment in, you make sure that there are no wires and there are no vital connecting cables or plugs that are sitting underneath the equipment or are in a place whereby they can be pinched off by closing drawers or other freely moving parts. In other words, you don't leave a spaghetti junction. And unfortunately, that's exactly what was done when this fucking studio was put together. We have a spaghetti junction of shit. What is this? The fuck is this? Where's the It's fucking amazing, man. Where's the fucking, let me do this again. No, not copy. I want to print. Okay. There. This is the most fucked up, yeah, the difference with Trump is that they're not coming out to see him.
What is this? What in the fuck?
Wow, man, we got some problems here in River City, dude. All right, where are we at, man? This is not the whole goddamn thing, man. Notes. Check, I got your Super Bowl diary.
Yeah, I want to,
All right, let me see. All right, so we need a helicopter. Eyewitness News. Eyewitness News and Eyewitness News. I'm leaving on a jet train. I don't know where a jet train. I'm leaving on a jet train. Hi, everybody. This is Billy Carton, and I'm leaving on a jet train. Billy Carton here. Billy Cigarette Carton. Billy Carton, oh, cigarettes. Super Bowl diary. Oh, wait a second. There you go. All right. It's bitchin'. Bitchin'. Larry, your Trump polls are fin Larry Bob Green. Bob Green is at a grocery store. It's at a checkout line. Standing tried zing. Crowded room. Restaurant medium busy. Restaurant medium busy. Police station, phone traffic on the freeway. Larry Grover's on the freeway. Chef Carl Chedilia. Chef Carl. How much time we got here, man? There's so many times I let you down. So many times. Okay. All right, so having said all of that, still need to get me a one more thing. So Mavis Leonard, she's getting upset, and Jeff Dowder, Steve Bozell. I think what we have here is the following thing. And that is as follows. Take this and put that there. Mavis Leonard, Mayor Bob Green. Then we have Mavis Leonard, and she is probably in a car. She's in a car, Mavis Leonard. And so she's on the freeway. And then we have Jeff Dowder, who's at the drive-thru. There you go. Now we have Steve Wiesel, who is in the gym. Perfect, bitch. Right? Right. Yeah, you're in. Metal. I don't know about that. What about this one here? Daddy-o, that'll do it. It's time we got, man. We got 2 minutes. Take a piss. Excuse me. Excuse me while I whip this out. I'll be right back. If anybody comes in and wonder where's Phil, just tell him I'm taking a piss. Where is it, man? There it is. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Here we go.